It really wasn't a dress code violation. It was a matter of, you know,
I want to see the players start hitting. And I want to see the organization actually...
This gas issue is serious, but here's the problem. Every time it happens...
Freedom!
I am a clown.
World famous Phil Hendry Show. Every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Where truth is our bitch and where we go through the looking glass and beyond, taking you places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. This is a show for patriots, by patriots, and each and every single solitary night here, Monday through Friday and Saturday, locally in Los Angeles, we walk across the softening and pointed heads of liberals and others whose view of reality and their take on the world has never worked and will never work. Even the liberals that they admire are nothing like this weak, ineffective, and confused bunch that we have these days. We have to continue. We don't have to take our country back. We already have our country. I don't like listening to these people say, take our country back. I don't want anybody telling me that I don't have a grip on my... I got my country well in hand. And you do, too. You do, too. Don't let them turn you into... like you're chained to a galley oar someplace, you know. No. This is America. You and I have our country well in hand. We just need to stand up. You know, I would never quote a commie unless the commie had something to say that I could take out of context and I could apply to what we're discussing here this evening, and I could even say it's rather admirable to hear that particular quote in the context of this evening. And so let me quote Mao Zedong, when on October the 1st of 1948, when their little commie revolution was finished over there, he did say something that I think applies to the American people, if and when we choose the proper date. He said, today is the day that the Chinese people stood up. No, it's not taking our country back. We've got our country well in hand. It's standing up. That's all we have to do. 877-876-7445, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Anyway, welcome back to the program. Gas prices keep going up, and our wallets keep getting hit. Now the president says he's going to look into it. How about that? Joining us this hour to discuss the situation is Vernon Dozier. And don't forget to visit our website, philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com, where you can get a backstage pass, and it is there that you will get live streaming video of the show, Phil TV in HD. It is there that you will get the thousands and thousands of hours of audio archives that go back many, many years, the largest archive of any single radio show in the history of the world. It is there that you get the daily podcast. It's there that you get the classic Phil podcast. It's there that you get the news feed and the blogs. And it's also there, by the way, that we have our merchandise store and our brand spanking new Phil Hendry Show t-shirts are in, as well as our shot glasses, our coffee mugs, and, of course, our legacy best-of CDs from 1997 through 2005. So what are you waiting for? Get over to our website, and if nothing else, hit the merchandise shop and get the brand-new T-shirt, the Phil Hendry Show T-shirt, in time for summer. And I was going to say in time for Mother's Day. Are you going to lay one of those on your mother? Is that...
Like a shot glass.
Yeah, get a shot glass for Mother's Day. Anyway, and we are going to have yet another item that we'll be rolling out before summertime. Very, very apropos for the summer months. 877-876-7445. We'll get Vernon Dozier on the line here. And Vernon, of course, is a educator from Belmar Academy in the great city of Glendale, California. But he's also, along with members of his family, the owner of a service station, has been in the service station business there in the Glendale, Burbank area for some 20 years. President Obama announced today that the Justice Department is assembling a team to root out cases of fraud or manipulation in the oil markets that might be contributing to $4 a gallon plus gasoline. We are going to make sure that no one is taking advantage of the American people for their own short-term gain, Obama said at a town hall-style meeting at a renewable energy plant in Reno, Nevada. I'm wondering, and I'm being very honest now, I'm wondering, how do you do that? And I'm sure there must be some process or a combination of processes, but I also know that business being business, you know, and these business people, they find a lot of different ways to get things done and to hide things. Here is the president saying we need a comprehensive energy strategy to deal with the high price of gasoline in the future.
This gas issue is serious, but here's the problem. Every time it happens, every time gas prices go up like this, like clockwork, suddenly politicians look around and they discover high gas prices. And they're shocked. And they get in front of TV and they say, you know, we've got a three-point plan to bring gas down to $2 a gallon. And then when gas prices go down, nothing ever happens. And we're back into the same old patterns. And we don't have a comprehensive energy strategy for the future.
There are some short-term solutions to potentially keeping gas prices from spiraling out of control. Obama outlines them here.
Now, there are some things that we can do right now. Last month, I asked my attorney general to look into any cases of price gouging so we can make sure nobody's being taken advantage of at the pump. Today, I'm going to go a step further. The attorney general is putting together a team whose job it is to root out any cases of fraud or manipulation in the oil markets that might affect gas prices. And that includes the role of traders and speculators. We're going to make sure that nobody's taking advantage of American consumers.
All right, and finally, AAA senior travel manager Garrett Townsend says customers are actually not canceling summer travel plans due to the high gas prices.
You know, interestingly enough, people are not opting to fly rather than drive. You know, you consider a family of four, tickets and fuel surcharges and luggage charges, it's probably cheaper for them to get in the car and drive, even though the gas prices are higher. You know, it may be reasonable to say that sometime during the summer, you know, we're going to hit the $4 mark. That's possible. Because we see where we're at now, and we're not even at the peak summer driving season. But we really feel that even at that point, it's not where people are going to just put off their plans or cancel their plans. They're just going to make adjustments.
Vernon Dozier joining us, not only a high school, as I mentioned, board member at Belmar and educator, but also your family has had two service stations on Brand there in Glendale, right?
Yes, that's correct. So my father bought them in the late 1950s, and my brother and I both took over the operation of the one of them, my father had the other, in 1979, and then my father died in the late 1980s, and my brother and I took that over. We also have a sister who, her husband has been off and on with operating the service stations, and then we have a younger brother who is developmentally disabled, but has also...
Well, I'm sorry to hear about the passing of your father.
Well, I appreciate that very much, Phil. It was quite a long time ago, but...
And your disabled brother helps out?
He does quite a bit, yeah. And but it's something that I get involved in during the summer months because of school, because of my primary profession, which is as a school teacher. And so my brother Dave has been, and his wife, have been the primary operators of these gas stations.
Now, I know you don't want to mention the brand of gasoline that you sell for reasons that I understand, but these are two. I know the area, and Glendale is a populous Los Angeles suburb, and Brand, of course, is a feeder. This is a feeder boulevard down to the freeway, so people commuting in and out of town, you must get a lot of business.
We do, yes, we do. And
what is the reaction to, can you tell me right now what you're averaging?
In terms of the...
In terms of the gasoline prices?
Our premium is at, right now, our premium is $4.79, and when we get the lower grades, $4.19. And we have a unleaded at 89 octane, which is at 429. And we have diesel fuel as well. But I can tell you, Phil, that people don't like the prices. Of course, they don't like the prices. I don't like the prices. And I can be very honest with you and tell you that I don't like the prices. And as much pain as a consumer is in right now, I share every bit of it. It hurts me. As the owner of a service station, and you know, a lot of these people are my neighbors. A lot of these people are my, people that I know from the school. They're the parents of kids that I teach. So we know each other very well here in the Glendale community. And to see what my neighbors are going through, having to spend this kind of money, it's very, very tough. And
when you say that this really hurts you, now, you can control price to a certain point, correct?
Yeah, that's correct, but it's not that much. You're not really going to... My hands are tied because, obviously, I need to make a profit. There's no sense in being in business without making a profit. And, obviously, if you see, you know, the opportunity... Obama was sitting here, and you know, I'm glad that you played those Obama clips, Phil, because there's no end to that man's manipulation and how he lies about things. He's sitting there saying, we're going to find out about... you know, price gouging. What is he going to do? The idea the federal government is going to stick its hand into my pocket, just like he's sticking its hand into everybody's pocket that's listening to me right now.
Well, when he talks about price gouging, he's talking about people taking advantage of the disruption, for instance, in the shipment of oil from Libya, shall we say, when we had the disruptions from Iraq. You know what I mean?
Well, of course I know what you mean, but what do you call price gouging? When you're a businessman and you see that there is an opportunity for you to, you know, as my uncle used to say, make a beautiful dollar. This was his way of saying, you know, make hay while the sun shines. But he was a Jewish fellow from Philadelphia, so he would say, instead of him saying make hay while the sun shines, because he was a Jewish fellow from Philadelphia, he'd say, let's go make a beautiful dollar. Well, it's the same thing. You know?
All right, well, that's fine, and I'm not interested in the ethnicity of the man. I understand that you want to...
I only brought it up to make a... I'm not an anti-Semite, Phil, please understand. But I'm saying is that if I have the chance to make money, am I supposed to say no to that? Well, I think everyone listening is going to say, of course you're not. But I feel their pain. I don't like to have to hear them complain about it. I wish that people would... I've got the message the first time, but when they're coming in every day and saying the price of gas is too high, the price of gas is too high, I have to keep saying to them, I understand. It begins to annoy me a little bit. Now, the average price of gasoline in California is $4.19. Now, I know that...
I want to go back to this thing about when people are whining, bothers you.
I didn't use the word whine.
Well, when people complain, it bothers you. Why would it bother you if it's bothering you as well? You know, in other words, the high price of gasoline, you don't like.
I don't like it. I don't like it, and I've told them. I said, this is painful for me to have to charge you this kind of price. It's painful for me because I know you've got children to take to school. I know you've got people to take to the hospital. You've got doctor's appointments. You have to get to the grocery store. It hurts me to have to charge these prices. But I heard you the first time. You know, there's an old saying, you know, our mother, you know, I heard you the first time. You know.
Well, let me ask you a question here. So, in other words, it's very redundant.
Oh, every time they come in, oh, boy, it's price of gas.
Well, isn't that something you should expect, though? You know.
In what way?
Well, in what way? Because you've got a situation in this country for the cost of gasoline, which is blood in this country. It is absolute blood. It always cracks me up when people say no war for oil. Of course there's war for oil. Without oil, the country stops. You know it and I know that. Okay?
Well, I'm glad to hear you say that because some people think that we don't need it, you know.
When people are complaining about the price of gasoline, it seems like a very legitimate complaint because the price of that is astronomical. It drives prices up. It's one of the main reasons every time we have high cost of fuel in this country, one of the main reasons why we endure these economic downturns or recessions or depressions, if you will, because of the price of food and fuel. And food oftentimes will go up in price because the fuel goes up in price, okay? So this is what I'm talking about. And so you getting annoyed at the customers for, quote, complaining, it seems to me that's the only thing they have left.
No, it is not the only thing. You know what, Phil, you make good sense, but that's one area I can't give on. I will not give in on having to stand there and listen to them crying about the price of gasoline. I already told them that I agree with them. And when they whine like that, it reminds me of a time in my childhood. I'll just tell this very quick story. When my younger brother was born, and my father and mother found out that he was developmentally disabled, they put me in charge of him. And to hear the whining of people saying the price of gas is too high reminds me of my parents telling me to wipe my brother's rear end, comb my brother's hair, and it reminds me of a time when I was put in charge of him. Now, I have done my duty to my brother to the point where he works here at this service station. But I don't have to keep listening to it. And every time these people come in and complain to me about the price of gasoline, it reminds me of that.
All right, 877-876-7445. Phil Henry Show here. Your calls with our guest, Vernon Dozier. He wants customers to stop complaining about the high price of gas, and he claims it hurts him, too, by charging you more. He doesn't want to have to do that. What's your take on this? If he cared that much, why wouldn't he lower the prices? 877-876-7445, The Phil Henry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. The high price of gasoline. We have one service station operator on the line, Vernon Dozier from Glendale, California, who agrees with all of us that we're paying too much, but there isn't anything he can do about it. And I think when we hear someone say that, Vernon, when we hear a service station owner say there's nothing that he can do about it, that's what I think Obama's talking about.
Well, hold on for a minute. This is Barack Obama. Now, let's remember one thing that we all agree on.
You hold on, because what you're going to do now is tell me, well, Barack Obama, he's full of crap, so let's all get together and bash Barack Obama. But the fact is that I want to ask, I asked you, can you not control the price of gasoline to the point where it's not going to kill us?
I cannot do that. I cannot do it because I have a family. I've got a developmentally disabled brother. I've got a wife, just as you do, Phil. Would you lower your price? Do you hear anybody out there lowering their prices? All of the people that are calling into your show, are they lowering their prices for the services that they render? I am in pain. I feel the pain of the consumer. It hurts me to raise the price of gas, but I've got to do it. Because this is an opportunity that only comes along every few years, as you yourself said.
And so the opportunity to raise the price of gasoline comes along, and you must take it, even though it hurts you.
Well, you're minimalizing and minimizing what I'm saying. I mean, you're making it sound trivial. This is a deadly serious business, Phil, of retail and knowing what the price is and knowing how to charge the right price. But again, I'll say it to you. Barack Obama is the one who has run this economy straight into the ground, and I don't see anybody, you almost like are singing his praises.
All I'm saying is that Barack Obama is the guy that brought up the price gouging thing. Now, when people come into your gas station to buy gasoline, when people come into your gas station to buy your products, and they complain, you don't like that. And
because I've been hearing it my whole life. I've been listening to people complain about the price of gasoline since I was a kid. When my father first bought these gas stations, I remember people coming in and bitching about the price of gas when it was 33 cents a gallon. And I'm telling people out there in America today, I know you're paying a lot for a gallon of gasoline, but think about this. If you're paying $4.19 for a gallon of gasoline, in 10 years, it's going to be 10 bucks a gallon. In 20 years, it's probably going to be, 15, 20 bucks a gallon.
In 20 years, the hope is, the belief is, the prayer is, in 20 years, we'll no longer be reliant on fossil fuels. We'll no longer be reliant on oil for refined gasoline. We'll be on to some other energy source.
Well, that's all well and good, Phil. Don't put me in that. I don't believe that's going to happen. I don't believe it was going to happen in 20 years anymore. It was going to happen 20 years ago. So I'm saying, when you look at the price of a gallon of gasoline at $4.19, don't come to me and complain and cry about how it's killing you, because all that does is grate on my nerves. It sounds like my parents telling me to change my brother's diaper. That's what I...
You know, your personal problems are your personal problems. I just got done talking to David Castorini. This is a disingenuousness, okay? You claim to care about the consumer, but you don't. You're making money, and you are making a comfortable amount of money, and you're telling me you care about consumers, but in point of fact, I don't hear you care about them at all. I think you are just, you're pretending like, oh, wow, I'm a businessman, I don't like Barack Obama, and I really hate doing this to people. What the hell am I supposed to do? I got to make a profit.
Well, so in other words, you're calling me a liar.
I'm not calling you a liar, if you want to put that word on it. I'm saying you're disingenuous. If you really cared about consumers, you'd lower the price of gas.
I want to lower the price of gas. I wish to God I could lower the price of gas. As God is my witness, and you talked about Mr. Gastorini, you had on the program, I'm a Christian, and I stand before God as my witness. I wish I could lower the price of gasoline, but I can't do it. I'm not built that way. No good businessman looks at an opportunity like this and says, I think I'll go backwards on the price, you might as well do what those men were doing many years ago, whether you would self-mutilate with a knife. You know?
All right, hold on. 877-876-7445. The Phil Henry Show, the price again. Is it coming down or not?
Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
And welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show with Vernon Dozier, a number 877-876-7445. And we're talking tonight about the high price of gasoline and Mr. Dozier's two service stations on Brand Avenue in Glendale, California, but all over this country are service station operators. There are tanker truck drivers. There's all kinds of people dependent upon gasoline refined from oil. And the price of gasoline at $4.19, and that is, I believe I heard that was the average in California. What's the average across the country? Do you know?
I'd have to look it up, Phil, but it's a lot lower than that. $4.19 is the average in the state of California.
Well, we're doing a national show, so what's the average in the state of in the country? It's $3.84? Thank you.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
All right. I want to ask you a question. Our number is 877-876-7445. Why don't you just lower, if you can't lower the price of gas, which you say that you cannot.
It's not me making a claim, Mr. Henry. I'm telling you that I cannot. I'm not saying that I can. I can't. All right? And I resent a little bit you making it sound as if I'm concocting some story.
All right. Then you can't. You cannot lower the price of a gallon of gasoline anymore. Why not lower the costs that you are passing on, the costs that that the consumer is absorbing at your service stations, why not the lowering the price of other products? You know.
Well, I'm not going to lower it here. Are you talking about the price of oil, for instance? Or?
Well, yeah, oil, the price of anything in your store, the price of a candy bar.
No, you can't do that. I can't do that.
Why can't you? Why can't you, in other words, do something to say to the consumer that visits your service station for gasoline, I understand these prices are really high. Let me try to chop your expense someplace else.
I can't do that. And the reason why I can't do that is because I am a businessman, and I am a man, you know, let me explain a little bit to you, Phil. I don't know how much you know. I don't mean to be condescending, but I really don't know how much you know about life and how life is lived. And
I know plenty, sir, okay?
All right. Well, okay, great. I had a father that looked at me like I was nothing. He looked at me like I was nothing. And he dumped in my lap a kid brother that at the age of 16 had to have diapers changed. I had no problem with that. At the age of 16, he needed to have someone come in the bathroom to wipe him. I still have that brother.
And I commend you for that.
No. Hold on. You're not going to get to give a speech here. I'm going to tell you the whole story. My father, even though I put up with all of that, my father looked at me and said, you aren't going to employ, you wouldn't amount to. I know, you know, he didn't think I was going to amount to anything. And I took over these service stations, and I turned them back over to Dave during the school year after I got them up and running, and they started turning one hell of a profit. And I did all of that and still took care of my kid brother, who now works here. He's an assistant mechanic. He's sitting to be honest with you, Phil, right now, he's sitting in the maintenance bay right now. And I love him dearly. And I said to him, you know, when you see a car come in, Dave, go ding ding. Or not Dave, his name is Jeff. But I said, Jeff, when you hear a car come in, go ding ding. So when you hear Jeff say ding ding, a car's coming in.
And what does that mean, Dave? Oh, the bell?
The bell, yeah. Now, nobody, and I mean nobody, after my old man said to me that I wasn't going to amount to a hill of turd, and I spent half my time wiping his rear end, no one's going to tell me that I don't get to get mine. and I don't get to get my fair share. Now, it's been a long time since my father passed on. God bless him and God rest his soul.
Yes.
But I'm a businessman. And while I feel for the average person out there, when you say to me, why don't you lower your price, I don't even know. You might as well be speaking Swahili. I don't speak that language. I'm an American businessman. In the middle of a world gone mad, in the middle of a world where people are socializing communism, in the middle of worlds where economies are being taken over by governments, with the government getting more and more and more of my money, I'm an American businessman, brother. And when I hear people come in here and they say you charge too much for a price of gas, it's all I can do to keep from putting my hands on their throat and pressing my thumbs into that soft part of the neck.
And well, you know something? That's a little bit hypertense, man.
Excuse me?
You know, you can have all you want of this world's profits and making profits and business and taking care of your brother. God bless you for that, Vernon, and all of those things. But when you say that somebody came in and started complaining about the price of gas and you want to strangle them...
I've had it. Do you understand? I've listened to a father tell me that I wasn't going to amount to a hill of cat box. He said I would... Boy... Oh, man. My father looked at me one day and he said, you know what, if you were Johnny Cat, I wouldn't pour you into that plastic tumbler. Can you imagine a father saying that to a son? And when he died, and I told him that I loved him, and I watched as my father passed on, and as soon as he died, this is what I did. You want to know what I did, Phil?
Go ahead.
I went this way.
Hey. Yeah, baby.
And my mother was angry, and my brothers ran. I said, you know what? I was due that.
You got some issues, brother, you know?
Oh, here we go with the issues. I heard the last guy had issues, too.
Well, that is just, you know, 877, taking it out on the customers is unfair. Taking it out on your customers and saying you're going to strangle them, unfair. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Yvonne in Tucson. Hi, Yvonne. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Vernon Dozier.
Hey, how you doing? This guy cracks me up.
I'm good, man.
This guy cracks me up.
He's sitting here
saying what a Christian he is and how he swears to God that he would do this and he would do that. Yet
yes,
everything he is doing exemplifies the greed in our country and is contradictory to the Christian religion. I'm not a Christian, so I'm not going to fight it on that level.
Okay,
but
then you can't comment. Then you can't
comment.
Are you Native
American?
About
our country is laced with greed, and that's our problem. And everybody talks about how what we need to do is we need to curb greed. Yet nobody is willing to be the first as a businessman and
step up and curb their own greed. Up like business people and start making a profit again in this country like we used to. We don't need to curtail
business.
Profits.
I am a business owner, and I do it on integrity, and I do it on righteousness.
I don't do it on greed, and I make money. What do you sell? What is your business?
I own a wine shop.
A wine...
What a child you are!
A wine shop, huh? So you sell to all those rich people. You sell to rich people.
I'm sorry?
You sell to rich people. You know who I deal with, ma'am? I deal with the regular
people
every day.
The concept, you look it up on the internet. The concept of my shop is everything is under $15. I am there to sell to the average individual. I do not dream people.
Well, that sounds like
I do not take advantage of people. And I do not use Christianity as my basis for being able to rip people off.
Ma'am, if you operate a wine store on Skid Row, there's something right there that needs to be discussed because those men are getting fortified wine. And
what do you mean Skid Row?
Well, she says everything's under $15.
What's that? Why is that Skid Row? Are you aware of what's happening
in the wine industry?
The wine, there's some very good wine for $3. But what's that, $2 Chuck, Yvonne? There's some good wine that's...
If you're going to talk about Blanco, we're not going to go there because I don't sell Blanco's wines. I don't sell Blanco's wines.
Are you selling Sneaky Pete? Are you selling Boone's Farm?
No, she doesn't have a...
The,
Yes, ma'am.
The point I'm trying to make is that you're saying that you're basing your business on greed.
Hold on. What is that?
That's hold on. That's Jeff. Jeff, shut up. Jeff, shut up. It's my brother. I'm sorry.
What's a setup?
Go ahead, ma'am.
It's my brother, Jeff. What's that? My brother, Jeff, was making a noise in the background. That's all.
Well, why don't you tell him to have a little bit of coos? I'm sure he's a Christian, too. So just tell him to have a little bit of coos.
He's mentally retarded. Excuse me. He's developmentally disabled. He's developmentally disabled, if you'll pardon me, ma'am. He's retarded.
Well, we don't like to use the word retarded.
I'm empathetic towards that, and you would think that that would make you empathetic towards several things as well. But the fact that you're feeding off
my
of greed,
you're
here to make a buck, and you don't care how you make a buck.
All right, if you don't shut up, do you want to see me slug my brother? Because with you talking, and
what is it with you, Vernon? I want to know. You want to strangle customers. You want to slug your brother. You're making a profit. You're making a nice profit. You got a gas station. You tell everybody you're in pain. All right, you're in pain. I would have more respect for you if you said, you know what? It's pretty good times to be a gas station operator. I'm sorry about people having to charge all the money, but hey. But instead, you are making money. You're threatening to strangle customers if they complain about the price. You're going to beat up your brother who is developmentally disabled.
He's in the background going, ooh.
And you're a Christian.
Yes, ma'am, I'm a Christian.
Give me a break. Then act like a Christian. You know, who was it, Gandhi, that said, I'll become a Christian when I meet one?
Gandhi? Who's he?
Yeah.
The Indian man who was...
I'll become a Christian when I meet one.
I never heard of him.
Act like a Christian. And a Christian is supposed to be unconditional. They're supposed to be loving. They're supposed to emulate Jesus Christ.
I do as much as I can. But you know something, ma'am? I do.
I haven't heard a single word
of my Christianity. All my Christianity got worn out with my brother here, my brother Jeff. That's all the Christianity I got.
Really? And you were going to slug him?
Because this lady's voice was getting on my nerves.
You know something? You got very little patience for a guy that works for the people, especially a gas station owner. And especially a guy that's making the kind of jack you're pulling down these days. Thank you very much for your call, Yvonne. Appreciate it. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to another phone call here. We have Ben in Tampa. Hi, Ben. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Vernon Dozier. Go ahead.
Hello. I just got a simple question,
yes,
Mr. Dozier. I understand what you're talking about when you say, I want to strangle people because they keep belly aching about gas prices.
Yes, sir.
Now, okay. Now, the only issue I have, and it's you know, you can interject when you feel like it, but when your gas prices go up due to speculation, okay,
you paid
for fuel that is delivered to your stations.
Don't shut up.
No matter, okay, I'm going to use a rough example, okay.
All right.
If you've got $4.19 a gallon on your sign saying I'm charging $4.19 a gallon,
right,
but you paid $4.15 a gallon when it was delivered, and then a week later the speculators say, okay, gas is going to go up to oil is going to go up to $130 a barrel, and immediately the very next day, you charge 10 cents more a gallon
for
fuel that you have already paid a certain amount for.
I'd be an idiot if I didn't do that.
No, I know what this gentleman's saying. You've already paid for that fuel, but since you know that in the future they're buying oil for a certain price, you're going to go ahead and jack the price now. That's gouging.
That's not gouging. That's greed. That's being downright wanting to break it off into your neighbor, buddy.
Hey, it got broken off into me when I was a kid. And you know what it was? It was my brother Jeff. They stuck him in and broke it off. And now I've had to deal with that.
What difference does it make
buddy,
my brother Jeff, you know.
You have issues with your brother. If you can't handle him, you need to put him where to give him to somebody that can.
Right.
Because okay? I have had to deal, and I hate the word retarded myself. I literally despise the word. I had to deal with a challenged relative that drowned in a swimming pool because she wasn't watched when I wasn't there. So don't think you've got all these problems because you're dealing with a brother. We've all had to deal with problems that we just don't lucky, have. Though.
What do you mean consider yourself lucky?
Well, Jeff's still here.
You need to consider
that's a hell of a thing to say.
Your brother's still there.
Lucky? I've been trying to talk to you here for the last 20 minutes, and in the background you're listening to this guy with a woo-woo-woo, all that stuff, right? I wish I'd get some customers so that he'd go ding-ding or something.
Well,
you know.
Yeah, you're not hearing what anybody's saying. Listen, thank you very much, sir. I got to take a break. I appreciate great call, though, Ben. Thank you. You're not hearing what anybody is saying. They're basically saying this. You know, there is such a thing as neighborliness. There's such a thing as being a businessman who knows how to deal in the community. You know, you know your friends. You say you know your friends and you know your neighbors and you know all of the people that visit your station. And yet these very simple things that gentleman was talking about, you don't want to do because way back when your old man said you wouldn't amount to a pile of Johnny Cat.
Oh, here we go. See, I knew you'd laugh. Well, hold on. What a funny man. What a great stand-up act.
All right, you know.
Don't act put upon, Mr. Hendry. I'm the one that's put upon, okay? A long time ago. All right, did you hear that?
Yes, I did. If you can get him under control, 877-876-7445, world-famous Phil Hendry Show, back with our final segment with Vernon Dozier as we talk about the high price of gasoline here on Radio for Patriots by Patriots.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
And welcome back on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We have our news and information hour next hour with Robert Leonard and Bud Dickman. And don't forget our website, philhendryshow.com. With me is Vernon Dozier. We've had a spirited conversation both on and off the air. Mr. Dozier is a member of the board at Belmar Academy, a varsity football coach at Belmar, as well as the math and science teacher for their junior and seniors. And he is also the owner-operator of two service stations, along with his family. In Glendale, we're talking about gas prices. And you know, Vernon, I will only say to you, sir, that the price of gasoline, you know, it's a high price of gasoline. When you keep saying that you have no choice, that you are not going to lower the price of gas because of the way your father treated you, we have no way of arguing. We're not even having a rational conversation any longer.
We are having a rational conversation. As I said to you during this commercial break, we are having a rational conversation with regard to me because of the... You've been listening to my brother, and you know a little bit about my family. And if a consumer already knows the price of gas is high and keeps coming in day after day after day, boy, that price of gasoline is really high, Mr. Dozier. Boy, that price of gasoline is very high. You know, I said to one lady, and she's a customer of mine, I said, you go to hell. And I was shocked that I said it. And she looked at me. I don't think I've seen her since, and I don't blame her. But that's how it affected me.
You told a customer to go to hell.
Yes, sir, I did.
And all she was doing was complaining about the price of gasoline.
All she was doing? What have I been...
All she was doing. 877-876-7445. Here is Jason in Durham, North Carolina. Jason, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Jason. How you going, Phil? You know, first of all, straight to the point. I managed a gas station for a lady that owned 6 gas stations in the North Carolina area. And when the gas had got up to $4 back here when President Bush was the president, this lady stopped the gas at $3.25 at every one of her gas stations, every one, until gas came back down to $2.89. That was the furthest she would take it. She had her own refinery, and she had her own gas station. So you tell Vernon, don't he sit up there...
She had her own refinery. I don't have my own refinery.
But that's ridiculous. You don't have to sit up there and come out. I can't do this to the gas. I can't do this. You know what? Your key point was, I'm a businessman. You know, dude, $200,000. You're in it for the Rolls Royce that you got sitting in your driveway. You're in it for the kids that you got going to college.
See what I'm saying?
No.
You're not even listening to
yourself. And then I'm going to let you talk. I'm going to tell you, you feel a crap. If you feel the pain as much as you feel about people, you wouldn't take the gas up to $4.19 yourself. You can take it down to $3.99 and leave it
no,
there.
No, I can't, you because I don't have my own refinery like this whole bag has.
You don't choose to because you're a businessman and you want the money. And I mean, I'm on the phone, I'm on there listening to you whining and crying about your brother being missing the
car coming in. Why are you going ding ding?
You don't feel a crap. You gotta thank God.
If you say ding ding one more, I got a brother saying ding ding. Do you understand? If I got a kid brother going ding ding, when the fuck I'm on the bar, it's only a year.
Phil Henry.
What do you think I'm gonna do?
Ding ding.